website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Nicholas at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day. I believe serious issues are on board for today. I believe we need to recognize the sign of the times. We need to recognize where we are theologically, doctrinally, biblically, militarily, socially, economically, morally, ethically. And yet, I believe that most today are asleep at the wheel when it comes to those very, very, very serious issues that should claim our attention and look at it in view of what does the Bible say. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say for many, many, many years that we need to have a central biblicist worldview. It doesn't make any difference what a denomination may say or a political party might say, but it's what the Word of God says that carries the weight. We're asking the question today, can America survive? Perhaps you say, survive what? Can America survive the moral, ethical decline in the slime pit that we're in today? Can America survive the Islamic jihadist rage pushing to control America? Can America survive today the biblical absolutes that we're ignoring? Can America survive today if we continue to falter and flail around rather than taking a stand on moral, ethical values? Can we survive as a nation today with China and Russia and Iran and their push to dominate and destroy America? Those are the things that we need to talk about today. With the bigger question, can America survive? Did you know, and we'll talk about this in this broadcast today, did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a Russian warship with it fully manned with Russian warriors and a Russian nuclear sub now in Cuba? Did you hear what I said? Now in Cuba. Suppose, I think the arrival date is actually today, tomorrow, on its way, with Cuba open arms welcoming Vladimir Putin's warriors 90 miles off the coast of Florida. Looking at the headline, Russian submarines Cuba's visit is a big U.S. intelligence opportunity. Tensions, the article says, tensions between Russia and the United States are growing amid Vladimir Putin's fury over Western support for Ukraine and President Joe Biden's distinctly hesitant response to Russia escalations, end quote. And the article goes further. We'll look at it shortly. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And I've asked the question before, and I'll ask it again. How long is forever? It's forever. There's no ending to it. And may I say, I believe it's time, as Christians and conservatives and patriots, we get back on schedule with what is important in God's eyes. Looking at the Word of God, following the Word of God, allowing God's Word to be the direction in our lives. It's the truth book. The secularist George Orwell, in the dystopian novel entitled 1984, made a powerful statement that is worth repeating. He said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. We're watching today, we're witnessing today, truth being overwhelmed by falsehood, lies, deceit, dissension, divisiveness. But ladies and gentlemen, truth does matter. Truth matters when nothing else may seem to matter at all. We're witnessing the decline of truth in America. Now listen very carefully. I believe we're witnessing the apostasy taking place. That's the falling away that the Bible speaks of that will come in the last days. We're witnessing the church closures across America at a rate that we've never seen in the history of American culture. We're witnessing today what I call voodoo theology rather than real doctrinal truth being proclaimed. As a result of that, we're watching the culture, the woke culture, come in and control what is left of the minuscule number of churches that are truly preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that's the only truth that's known in the world. And yet we're ignoring the truth of the Bible. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that the death of America is linked to the death of truth. And he goes on to say, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume what we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a frightening time, and yet it is an inspiring, encouraging, challenging time for the child of God. We need to recognize that God is still on the throne, that God is still sovereign. We also need to recognize that some of the directions that we're going in America today is in direct response to those that we have placed in leadership roles, like Joe Biden in the Oval Office. I believe that it's time we recognize today, ladies and gentlemen, that the trajectory, the direction that America is going in will destroy America unless we come to God and ask God to forgive our sins individually, collectively, and as a nation, and ask God to heal our land. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says we need to recognize him and seek God's face. That means seek to please God in what we do individually, collectively, and as a nation, and ask God to heal our land. But ladies and gentlemen, how do we do that? What is the formula for that? What is the process of doing that? What should we do and what should we say? I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's no absolute truth, that we're in a frenzied tailspin as we watch the decline, demise of the United States of America. In fact, it is the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials, that state, and I quote, each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's an impossibility. Truth is truth. You've heard me say before, and I've stated it this way daily on this broadcast, a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And we're talking about a very serious subject today. Can America survive? Can we survive the moral decline? Can we survive the shutting down, the prosecution, the persecution of free speech by calling it hate speech? Can we survive as a nation when the Islamic jihadists are demanding control of America? In fact, the demographers tell us that by 2050, the Islamic jihadists will control the United States of America. It will be an Islamically controlled nation. Does that frighten you? Does that bother you? Does that interest you? Does that cause you to recognize where we're headed as a nation? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, and that knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. The street address is 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait to see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take about another moment in my monologue, then we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call and listen to your dialogue and discussion, your questions, your comments. And that telephone number, lest I forget it, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. But ladies and gentlemen, a frightening headline to me, it may or may not have been frightening to you. You may not have read it. It's certainly not been promulgated on the ABC, NBC, MSNBC, the Communist Network News, etc. That is the fact that Russia is about to have one of its warships, I don't know how long it'll be there, one of its warships right off the coast of Florida, about 90 miles from Florida, right there in the harbor in Cuba. Cuba's open arms welcoming to the Russians. By the way, most are not aware of the fact that Cuba's been having major input of materials, goods, and services offered and provided by Russia. Russia basically is looking at Cuba as an outpost of Russia. Cuba today is about 90 miles from the coast of America, and as a result of that, it poses, in my mind, a very serious threat, a very serious danger. Russia, Vladimir Putin, flexing their muscles at America because they recognize the weakness of Joe Biden. Listen very carefully. Let me just drop in a little tidbit of information. I believe that between now and January of next year, we're going to see all of the nations that hate America doing all they can to gain ground in possible control and or domination of America because of the weakness of Joe Biden. And all of these nations, i.e. all Russia, China, North Korea, Venezuela, Iran, Egypt, etc., etc., they all recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that Biden is weak, and Biden is being laughed at, mocked at. America is being viewed as a toothless tiger because of Joe Biden's ineptness and cognitive disability. And as a result of that, we're watching these things come together. But listen very carefully. There is a bright spot. There is a place that we need to look at and say, thank you, Lord. And that is that this is not taking God by surprise. This is not taking God by surprise. God's not sitting on the colonnade front porch of heaven in his rocking chair with a cane in his hand, wondering, my Lord, what can I do to protect America? What can I do to prevent these things from taking? God is sovereign. God is still in control. But listen very carefully. According to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we're witnessing the last of the last days before the church is raptured out and all of these things come to a head. And all of these things, meaning the Antichrist stepping on the scene, Russia and the five Islamic, the jihadist nations controlled by Islamic Jihad, will come against Israel. It will proliferate into the global war, which will then proliferate into the final battle called the Battle of Armageddon. But when I read the headline, Russian submarines, Cuba, Russian submarines visit to Cuba is a big U.S. intelligence opportunity. This article reads, signaling a growing interest in leveraging its military power to foster American fears, Russian warships are about to make a port call in Cuba. A longtime Russian ally, Cuba will host warships from Russia and the cruise missile submarine from Russia. notably the Cuban Defense Ministry, has said that none of the ships carry nuclear weapons. But it's also an absurd statement, being that the nuclear warship, the nuclear submarine, complement can include tactical nuclear warheads, and that the Cubans know full well that Russians would happily lie to them in bringing in a fully equipped submarine and warship, end quote. Now, the article goes on for three additional pages. That's the essence of it. What are your thoughts? Are we in danger as Americans? Will America be hit by a foreign nation purposely before Joe Biden leaves office? Is it possible one of these events will take place that supposedly would be an accident that then would cancel the November 5th election? I don't know. I'm just giving you hypotheticals of the potentialities of what could take place. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I appreciate you, and I'm going to tell you, yes, we're in trouble, because it's really not Joe Biden. This is cabal. And number one, it's... I don't want to call the name out wrong. This is his third term, because I started to say another word, and that wouldn't have been right.
You're talking about Barack Obama's third term. You're exactly right, because Joe Biden is the puppet. Joe Biden and Barack Obama and George Soros and others are his puppeteers. Go ahead with your statement, Kenneth.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I was going to call him something else, but it wouldn't have been.
Be kind.
I'll call him something else. But I'm telling you, it is crazy, because we got so many cells over here right now. And I didn't know about the nuclear sub. And you know, nuclear subs, they carry deadly weapons.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, that's the thing, Kenneth, that in this article, it is hypothetically saying that, well, Russia has told Cuba that the warship does not have any nuclear weapons, and the nuclear sub is unarmed. Why bring a nuclear sub if it does not have the nuclear capabilities along with the warship? Why bring the warship within 90 miles of America? Why have it loaded with military warriors from Russia? Why have the nuclear sub that certainly they're going to drop into the waters? Where will it go? How close will it get to our coast? What will Joe Biden say? Will Joe Biden object? Will Joe Biden say anything as a challenge to Vladimir Putin? Will Vladimir Putin listen to Joe Biden and just laugh at him, mock at him, and continue to do what he's doing? That's what we've witnessed from events from China. We've witnessed events of our some of our ships being attacked by Iran. We've witnessed Russia, and they're flexing their muscles and continuing to escalate World War III, which I believe we've been in for almost 2 years with the war in Ukraine. It's a Russian promulgated, Russian-led war, and I believe it leads into, this is the reason, Kenneth, many people perhaps listening today do not understand what the Bible says. In Matthew 24, the Bible says there'll be wars and rumors of wars as some of the signs of the last days. The word rumors means rumblings, wars and rumblings of wars. We're witnessing around the globe today wars and rumblings of wars, a war here, a war there, a war everywhere. In fact, I've said recently, you can take the globe, spin it, close your eyes, spin it, place your finger on it, and there's some type of war or battle, a skirmish taking place.
Right.
So the key to it is for the conservative, for the Christian, for the patriot to recognize the dark days that we're in. But I quote Dr. Adrian Rogers. He's with the Lord now, but Dr. Adrian Rogers said many years ago, it's dark, but it's gloriously dark because Jesus could come at any moment. And so I want our listeners to understand this is not doom and gloom. This is just looking at the reality of what God's word says shall take place. And we are the generation, Kenneth, that's witnessing the word of God, the prophetic text of the word of God coming to fruition, jumping off the pages of the Bible onto the headlines of our newsprint and our news media. talking about these events, and it's God's word coming to fruition. I don't know about you, but I get excited about it and the realization and the recognition that God's allowing us to see his hand come to reality of what we've seen in the word of God for all of these years. Kenneth, go ahead.
Okay, I'm telling you, when I was growing up, when I think it was May of 1948, when Israel became a nation, and look at the Yom Kippur War, the Six-Day War, it wasn't them, but it was God protecting them. You know, well, it was God.
The Bible is very, very clear that God's going to protect the apple of his eye, the nation of Israel. In fact, in Zechariah the 12th chapter, we'll look at it in a moment. I'll just simply refer to it now. But in Zechariah the 12th chapter, beginning with about verse 2 and following, and I paraphrase, Israel is going to become a trembling stone that is a position of authority and a position that is causing all other nations to look at it with disdain. And any nation that comes against the nation of Israel, God's going to crush, according to the scripture. So I've said many, many times, Kenneth, America needs to wake up, look up, realize the dangerous soil that we're standing on, the sinking sand that we're standing on. Under the leadership of Joe Biden, America has basically, theologically, philosophically, actually, politically, turned our backs on the nation of Israel. And it is a dangerous position. Genesis chapter 12 says that God's going to bless every nation that blesses Israel and curse any nation that curses Israel. So we're on dangerous grounds. And that is the reason I'm asking the question today. Can America survive? Can we survive the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? Can we survive today the Islamic jihadist agenda? Can we survive today the Joe Biden agenda? Can we survive today the Russia, China, Iran, Egypt agenda? And I could go on and on with those things and asking that question. And the answer is, unless God intervenes, the answer is no.
No, we
cannot survive as a nation without the intervention and the divine hand of God coming into play with what's happening in our nation. Kenneth, I'll say one more thing and let you go. It was the election of Donald J. Trump in 2016, November 2016. It was the intervention, the divine intervention of God that allowed us to have a brief period of respite before the wrap-up of this old world. If God does not intervene, and that's left up to God, if God does not intervene and put Donald J. Trump back in office, we're going to be destroyed as a nation. Joe Biden has done more to destroy faith, family, and freedom, that's the quote from Tony Perkins, than all of the presidents combined. And I believe we're witnessing that today, and we're at the weakest point morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, socially, economically, and militarily that America's ever been. We're at the weakest level, and it's at that weak point that the Satan and the demons can come in through the hands of Russia, China, Islamic jihadists, etc., and destroy the balance of the foundation of America. That's what concerns me, and I pray that every listener will understand that today.
Dr. Youngblood, can I say one more thing?
And I'm one more time. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I was listening to a program, and a Jewish, person was talking, and they were saying how they should vote Democrat. Now, I think it was 54 or 53% of Jewish people getting out of voting for the Democrats.
Well, Kenneth, that is exactly right. They see the handwriting on the wall. Just like now, we're noticing and finding that Latinos are standing up for Donald J. Trump. The black population, young and older, are standing up for Donald Trump. Because, listen, the ethnicity of us all does not make any difference. We all stand in the same position. By the way, there's not but one blood, and it's the human blood that flows in all of our veins. The pigmentation might be different, but we all eat the same food. We all need to drive the vehicles. We all need to buy gasoline. We all need to pay for the products that we buy. And every person in America realizes today that we're worse off than we were 4 years ago under Donald J. Trump. So it is my prayer, it is my open prayer, that our listeners today will realize God is calling on us. If we look at it on the basis with the question, can America survive? The answer is yes. if we turn back to God. Yes, if we pray and ask God to intervene. Yes, if we recognize what God has placed before us, that choice. As we see the choice, and I don't see any way that a person can say, I'm a Democrat, and yet I'm a Christian. I think that's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility to be a Democrat and a Christian. It's impossible. I'd rather a person say, I'm an idiot, but I don't recognize it, than to say I'm a Democrat, and yet I'm a Christian. That's an impossibility. So we need to recognize the things that are on the agenda, and that is if Biden is reelected, or someone out of his party. I don't believe Biden will be on the ticket November the 5th. I've said that before. I'll get into that a little later in the broadcast. I believe it will be somebody from the Democratic Party, but not Joe Biden. But if Biden or someone out of his ilk is elected, we're saying yes to murder by way of abortion. We're saying yes to the transgenderism. We're saying yes to butchering bodies of healthy young people. We're saying yes to the decline economically. We're saying yes to the overthrow of America by the enemies from around the world. We're saying yes to the depletion of any reserves of oil that we have as a nation. And I could go on and on and on. So, Kenneth, it's time for us to pray up, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and ask God to intervene. Thank you so much for your call today, Kenneth. We need to keep looking up, lifting up our heads. The scripture says, Luke 21:28, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Do you believe that America can survive? What do you think of the promulgating factors that will destroy our nation? What should America do? What should Christians, conservatives, and statesmen, patriots, how should we respond? What should we do? Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel asked the question, how shall we then live? Based on what we see, based on what is taking place, based on the news today, with Russia submarines in the ports in Cuba, how should we respond? What ought we to do as Christians? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline that ought to grasp our attention. This headline says, NATO, listen to this, NATO is preparing for potential ground war with Russia, including plans for the U.S. troops to be involved. Now, when have you heard that? Did you hear that on the news? Has that been on any of the socialist Marxist media platforms? Did you know that that is the plans, preparation that's taking place? This article says NATO is mapping out land corridors to enable U.S. troops and other allied forces to reach the front lines quicker in the event of a broader European ground war with Russia. The move follows the warning from NATO leaders earlier this year urging Western governments to prepare themselves for a, quote, full-blown war with Russia in the near future. Ladies and gentlemen, these are serious days that we're living in. It's a serious time that we're living in. America is in a position today that we've never been in before. We're in a position where we're weak militarily. Listen very carefully. Just one of the things that comes to my mind. Do you realize that about 40% of our national oil reserves have been depleted by Joe Biden? He's dumping a million gallons of our oil reserves now in order to drop the price of gasoline at the pumps by a few pennies in order to say, look, I brought the price of gasoline down. No, he is depleting the energy resources for the future of America in the event there's a major attack from Russia or some other nation. We will not be able to fight the battle because we do not have the energy resources to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the undermining, the tearing down, the destroying of the foundation of our nation. The foundation, ladies and gentlemen, faith, family, and our freedom. We're witnessing today that being destroyed, and yet at the same time we're watching Russia and China and Iran and Ukraine and Venezuela and Egypt and Hezbollah and Hamas, etc. I could just go on and on and on with the names. This now in the planning, the preparation stages to overthrow, to tear down, destroy, and control the United States of America. Did you realize that the Islamic jihadists in America today are saying that they will control the White House and Congress and the presidency in the very near future in America? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in desperate days. We live in dark days, but we need to recognize that God's still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our thoughts. Can America survive? Right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
V. This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.